Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
It is great to have you with me here on this Tuesday night. The Orlando Magic in action last night playing the Washington Wizards. They fall 117-109, a terrific basketball game for about 44, 43 minutes. It was awesome. But unfortunately, early foul trouble in the fourth would do in the Magic. The Wizards would get 33 free throw attempts to just 11. For Orlando, they did enough to score. They scored enough to win this basketball game, but couldn't get enough stops late. Too many free throws, and the Wizards get the win. That was game 7 in 11 nights for this Magic Club, who is back at it tomorrow. They'll host the Philadelphia 76ers. It'll be our first look at Jimmy Butler as a member of the Sixers, so you certainly don't want to miss that. On this program, it's a special one, folks. I'm going to be joined in about 30 seconds to a minute by Kristen Ledlow from NBA TV, TNT as well. She has Central Florida ties, played basketball in Lakeland, Southeastern University. Don't want to miss that. Get her thoughts on the Magic in the NBA. A lot of stories, great stories in the NBA right now. Be at the Amway Center as the Magic face the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow. See the team take on Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, and the rest of the Sixers on this 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. And what do you say? We welcome in Kristen Ledlow from NBA TV. You can see her on TNT, NBA Inside Stuff alongside Grant Hill. She's a Magic fan. She's an NBA fan. She's an overall rock star, is this person, Kristen Ledlow. Kristen, it is great to catch up with you as always. So thanks for coming on. And let me begin with the congratulations. Well, what a great news we got a couple of months ago for you. And this should be a fun year ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, first of all, I have you to thank for a lot of the things you just said. And second of all, I'm sitting here with wedding gifts in my floor, as well as my cat named Magic. So all the things you just mentioned are represented right here in front of me.
Oh, that's great. The only advice I'll give you is don't listen to any advice. Is that right?
People, that was such a good piece of advice.
That's it. That's all I'm going to give you. People are very willing to give their advice, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. About everything, but especially weddings.
About everything. You're right. Kristen, let's go back. So you're a Magic fan. You're from Central Florida, obviously Lakeland ties as well. Can you believe it's been 10 years since the Magic were in the NBA Finals? I want to go back. We're celebrating that all throughout the year. 30 years of Magic basketball. It's our 30th anniversary. But take us through that run. I know you enjoyed that. I know you were a big part of that. And it doesn't seem like 10 years ago, but how much fun was that ride?
Yeah, and what's crazy is sometimes it doesn't at all seem like 10 years ago, but then sometimes when I think about what has happened in the last 10 years, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. But you know what's crazy is I remember that run more vividly, more specifically than any other sports moment, sports memory of my lifetime. And I played the game from the time I was 8, but there are no other playoff runs or really moments in sports that I think are as vivid to me as that one, like specific plays and specific names and specific moments, and remembering rooting so hard for Rafer Alston and then feeling torn.
Yes.
And Jameer Nelson was coming back from, you know, his shoulder being hurt, but well, should he be starting? And the fact that 10 years later, I still think through those things. It just, again, was such a vivid thing for me because it wasn't just that the team that I had always rooted for was a part of the NBA Finals and what an incredible run it was. That was incredible. But it was also such a pivotal time for me in making these important decisions about the life that I was going to live and about the career that I was going to pursue. And because I was able to be there and be an intern and be around the team a little bit at the time and during such a special time, during such a pivotal time, I really feel like that specific run really determined a lot of the next career steps that I took.
Boy, that's interesting. That's interesting that you say that. And first of all, Chris, I appreciate the kind words off the top, but you were destined for this regardless of whose path you came in contact with. But that is very kind. You're that talented at what you do, and because you have a passion for it, it's been an absolute joy to follow and watch your success here from afar. But getting to do that, did that give you a little taste of kind of what it's like being around the game and how much fun Really, every time you take the air, you look like you're having a ball. And is that kind of right? Is that kind of what it's about, just to show that side of it?
Yeah, and honestly, that is true. Like, that's not an act. And all of my friends say all of the time, which I think is the biggest compliment, that, like, I feel like when I watch you, it's just you, you know? And I really do just feel like this huge basketball fan that gets to be in this position, to be in the very middle of it. And in so many ways, it feels very undeserved, despite your very kind words. To get to be part of the teams, the players, the coaches, the league that I love so much, and to get paid money to do that is really right. Just beyond my wildest dreams and expectations. But that time, again, it was just so pivotal to me. And you may think that it wouldn't have mattered whose path I crossed, that this would have happened for me regardless. But I tend to look at it the opposite way, that it was very predetermined as to whose path I was going to cross. And it was very important that I crossed yours, because you not only helped me through that, that run where I was an intern at the time, and really determining whether or not I wanted to. And I remember you gave me the option to pursue a job with you all, with you specifically, that fall and that school year, or to return to college for my senior year and finish playing volleyball. And you, instead of what I think many quote bosses would do in thinking, okay, hey, you better get started early and you better get in here early, and this is why it's so important for you to, you know, set off down this path for your career, and it's competitive and you got to get ahead. You told me, like, this is going to be here, and it's going to be here for you, and you should enjoy this last fall of getting to go play volleyball with your friends and getting to finish your senior year in college, you know, and that was so pivotal for me as well. So it was, again, that season really, I think, set the course for my career.
Wow, how about that? Well, I'm speechless, Kristen. I really appreciate that, and you're very kind. But again, you have all the talent in the world, and you knew that was going to be there for you. And it's great to see. And that's very kind. You still got to go make it happen, though, and you certainly did that.
Yeah.
You know, you certainly did that, and that's just been a joy to see. As far as this Magic team, so let me ask you this. I know you're watching, and I know you're still following. Yeah. It feels to me, Kristen, like we're getting closer. When you see this team, when you watch, right? Doesn't it feel, it feels like we're on the right path here?
Yeah, so for the first time, honestly, and it was really draft night that it hit me. Like, for the first time, I think, in this last 10-year span, it felt like, wow, okay, now the pieces are coming together. Now this team can be competitive in the Eastern Conference. Now this team is poised to, you know, be successful in the future in the Eastern Conference as well. I've loved watching Mo Bamba and his growth thus far. I've loved also watching Aaron Gordon step into his own as really, you know, an offensive facilitator and a leader, as opposed to just this incredible slam dunk champion that we've all enjoyed
right,
watching.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's been a really cool thing watching some of these younger guys grow into the roles that they've been assigned, but also to watch the pieces finally come together. And like I said, it was draft night this summer that I thought, all right, here we go. You know, it's going to be time again.
Yeah, you're right, and that's what it comes down to. And they do have nice pieces, and I think they're on the right path. But what do you see has to happen? Do you think eventually you start adding the big free agent is going to be what's needed, and then as you continue to develop the Mo Bambas of the world, as you mentioned?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because the direction that the league has headed, I don't think that you necessarily have to go all in on one big name free agent, one superstar to build a franchise around anymore. If you look at the teams that are truly successful,
true,
apart from,
right,
of course, you know, the Golden State Warriors, who somehow have a bunch of superstar
right,
big names
right
on there in their starting lineup, no less.
Exactly.
But if you watch some of the ways that these teams have built over the last 10 years and the teams that have become successful, think of the Boston Celtics. You know, apart from, of course, Kyrie Irving is a big name and would be if he were, you know, to step into free agency yet again. But look at the pieces that he's surrounded by. They're drafting well, they're developing young, and they're coaching talent. You know, they're developing talent from a very early age, so that as these guys develop together, they become more and more successful as a team. I don't think that you necessarily have to surround you know, a superstar anymore with simply role players, because I don't know that one guy can get it done anymore, unless that guy is, of course, LeBron James, and I don't think that he's coming to Orlando.
No, despite our best wishes, but, yeah, I don't think that's happening. You're right.
I mean, we can keep hope alive, though, you know. Right. So, yeah. But if you watch the way that other teams are developing and other teams are becoming successful around the league, it's because they've put the right pieces in place. They've put together, offensive pieces that complement each other well, rather than simply pursuing big names that will sell jerseys. And they've placed a high focus on defense. You know, look at the Toronto Raptors. Again, look at the Boston Celtics. Look at these teams that, you know, the Houston Rockets. They were the most successful team in the NBA last regular season and took the eventual champions to 7 games in the conference finals. And
right. That
was because of a defensive presence. And now, because of some of the pieces that they've lost and because of the roster they're currently putting on the floor, we're seeing them struggle this season. You know, there was a defensive focus despite our, the highlight reels that we all watch are their high-powered offense, but it was a defensive focus. So I don't think that that's necessarily the case for the Magic, that they have to pursue some big-name free agent and hope, you know, you cross your fingers that the guy wants to, you know, to come and to make Orlando his home. But it's more so, I think, about drafting well, developing that talent, and building a team that's being coached well for the long term.
All right, Kristen, this is terrific. Good stuff. Hang in there. We got one more segment with you. We're going to talk Carmelo Anthony. We're going to talk Caris LeVert, that gruesome scene. But oddly enough, kind of has a good ending or a tolerable ending for Caris in the Brooklyn Nets and certainly all of us NBA fans. Speaking with Kristen Ledlow from NBA TV, we'll be back with more in a moment here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic fans, all season long, Car Wash Palace is giving you 40% off your exterior car wash experience every Tuesday. During your visit on Tuesday, use the promo code 1989 to receive your discounted car wash. That is today, folks. The promo code 1989, you receive your discounted car wash. Car wash packages start at just $3 with the promo code and include a self-vacuum station. Visit thecarwashpalace.com for location details. Speaking with Kristen Ledlow from NBA TV, TNT, and, of course, NBA Inside Stuff. Okay, I got to get your thoughts on this. We're going to get the first look of Jimmy Butler as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers, right? This is going to happen tomorrow here in Orlando. We're going to get to see it. Well, what do you make of that? Is that you've got two superstars in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons already established. You're adding a third, superstar to be determined, but certainly another star, an all-star in this league. How do you think that whole thing is going to work? And really, Kristen, this is now the third stop for Jimmy Butler. I think he's kind of got to. I think he kind of has to conform here to what Philly's doing.
I do agree with you there, and I did get all of the hate tweets yesterday because on television I said I think the Philadelphia 76ers are now the third best team in the Eastern Conference. That, of course, upset many Milwaukee Bucks fans who are off to an historic start, and I think that they're still in the top four. But apart from the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors, I think that this puts Philadelphia in that conversation. One, because of what you mentioned. Offensively, it's not only that they have two superstars in Joel and Ben, but it's that Jimmy's offensive presence complements theirs so well. And he's also going to add a defensive presence and a defensive focus that, you know, he wanted to add when he was in Minnesota because he was so vocal about it so many times. And I think that's going to help them improve on that end of the floor. When you think, though, about the issues that were present in Minnesota in the locker room, I think that there's going to be an opportunity for that to be done differently this time for a couple of reasons. One is that so much of what was rumored and reported was that it was an issue between Jimmy and the younger guys, Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins.
Correct, right.
If Jimmy has an issue with the younger guys, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons,
that's right.
Who's not going to care and who is going to be willing to step up and talk to him? Joel Embiid. You know, like, he's
that's
the
right.
last guy that you're going to be able to step into his locker room and push him around. So I think because he is not only the face of their franchise, but the leader, their emotional leader, the guy that they look to so often, he's very confident. He's going to be willing to step up, and he's going to make sure that these guys are all playing the roles that they've been assigned. And I think that they have the ability to make that rare combination of three superstars work, and I do think that this puts them in the conversation for contending in the East.
Oh, you're right. It certainly does. It's great luxury to have J.J. Redick as part of that second unit. I mean, they certainly have a lot of pieces in place, and again, we'll get a look at it tomorrow right here in Central Florida. What becomes of Carmelo Anthony, Kristen? Is that unbelievable how quickly things went south there in Houston? Unfortunately, they're casting all the blame for all their woes on Melo. But what do you think becomes what is Melo's future?
It is, and that's unfair, because Carmelo is by no means the reason why the Houston Rockets are struggling.
Exactly.
He may be part of that, but he is not the reason the Houston Rockets are struggling thus far this season. That is a team that, again, pushed the eventual champions to 7 games in the conference finals solely because of the pieces that they put on the floor. They surrounded themselves, 2 superstars in Chris Paul and James Harden, with a high-powered offense, the ability to knock down the 3 from every single position on the floor, and a defensive presence. Losing guys like Luke Bamute, like Trevor Ariza, you not only lost veteran and championship presence, but you lost anchors on defense. And then the same thing with Coach Bizdelic not deciding to come back.
That's true too.
Season, that was such an important piece in what they put on the floor. The product that they put on the floor was, you know, his product. That defensively, that was his product. So for him to take a look at the roster and say, this is not a challenge that I'm willing to take on, and then for him to decide weeks later, you know what, I'm going to come out of retirement, I am going to return in November, I think that likely what happened, and there is no inside, well, I was going to say inside insight, but I feel like I should say inside stuff.
Yes, good. Exactly.
It's not inside right. stuff. I don't know anything beyond what I have simply told you. But I would imagine that to convince a man to come out of retirement, it is that, hey, this is not actually the challenge that we have for you. We're going to make some changes to this roster, and we're going to make it more possible for you to put a more successful defensive product on the floor. And again, Carmelo has just very simply become the fall guy because he's not known for his defensive prowess, and because a lot of the offensive weight fell on his shoulders as, you know, James has been out and hurt, and he's had to figure out the role that he's been in, whether he's going to be starting or going to be coming off the bench, or you know, how many shots he's supposed to hoist on a night in a night out basis. But he has been asked to step into each of these roles at some point in this very early season, and he has done so. So for him to become the fall guy is unfair, but it is the way that it has happened solely because they've struggled so early and so often this season. But I do think that, you know, there's still time. Obviously, we're, what, a dozen games into this season.
Sure,
there's still time
right.
for the Houston Rockets. If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be inside of it. But I think come March, it's going to be a different conversation. But there are some changes that need to be made to that roster in order for them to be on top of the West again.
Yeah, we'll be watching it. You'll be covering it, no question, from a national level. And I think you are exactly right. I don't think there's any role that Carmelo wouldn't have agreed to play to get to stay
right.
there. He wanted to go there and to make him the scapegoat for that. Certainly unfair. Last thing I got for you, I know you were watching this Caris LeVert situation, and I know you
yeah.
cover so many great stories on Inside Stuff, and I'm sure at some point, you may have already talked to Caris, I'm not sure. I'm sure you were headed that way at some point this year, and you still may. Unfortunate what happened, but we get the good news, kind of, a dislocated right foot. No surgery needed. He's going to do an extensive rehab, Kristen, and he's going to be back this season without limitations. If you watch
yeah.
that injury, that was just gruesome. But what did you make of Caris, what you might know of him? And I tell you what, we were certainly all rooting for that. That's arguably one of the better stories in the league right now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And what a spectacular start that he was off to. And to have all-star buzz surrounding this guy that I think probably even just a year ago, if not 6 months ago, well, if not 1 month ago, that even casual NBA fans may not have known
yeah,
his name.
Exactly.
Is, again, just spectacular. I hated it. It was a gut-level punch watching that happen to him. One, because I know now the physical, emotional, and mental recovery that he's going to have to take off on. Two, because I've covered those moments, these guys, in a career-altering state.
Yeah, right.
The same way that we watched that happen with, not that specifically, but, you know, we watched this recovery happen with Gordon Hayward last season. And,
yes, right.
And I was part of that game and part of that call and remember thinking, this is game-altering perhaps for us, but it is life and career-altering for him. So my mind went there, you know, last night with Karras's injury and with what a stunning start that he was off to. But I think that with the news that we received that he would not only make a full recovery, but that he'd be able to return this season, I think what's special about Karras is now not only will he be one of the more spectacular starts to the season, but he could be one of the most redemptive finishes to the season. And I'm so excited to watch.
This is the best analysis we've ever had on this show, by the way. Can I say that? Can I just say, you are absolutely rolling right now. This is great.
Oh, goodness, we can talk a while longer.
I don't believe that. You're all over the place. In fact, one thing, since you bring it up, and I'll let you go with this, since you bring it up, are you going to be part of that telecast? I love that TNT is going to be televising the All-Star Draft. I thought that was such a great concept. Can you get in there? I'm rooting for you. Can you be a part of that?
I know. I have not specifically been asked, but I have been rallying on my end for consideration.
Yes,
so,
sure.
Fingers crossed, and we'll see. I'm going to be as vocal about this as I am to LeBron about getting put in Space Jam 2. So, I will be on it on my end, and I will let you know.
That pitch go? Do you just drop hints around the office, emails?
Yeah,
how are you making your case?
Honestly, it's really subtle. It's like, hey, put me at the All-Star Draft. So we'll see.
That's fantastic. That should be fun, though. That's going to be must-watch TV.
Absolutely. And all the guys wanted it. So what's funny is now we got to think, okay, who is it that we should vote for that we want to see as captains? You know, because in my mind, I kind of think, okay, you got to go like LeBron and Joel, you know, because then it's like guys who really want to win, but also guys who are not that concerned with hurting feelings.
Yes.
So it's like, I don't know. You kind of got to think of it a little more strategically, even when you vote for all-stars now.
That's right. Because if you go like LeBron and Kawhi or something, that could be,
it's a little different.
Yes, you could have that.
If it's KD and Kawhi, that's a little bit different. You know, it's just a different energy on the All-Star Draft tonight, you know? So it's like you got to be strategic even with your votes now.
No, you're right. You're right. It will be LeBron. I don't think we have to worry about that, but you're right. We'll see how it plays on the other end. Kristen, this is great. Continue to do us proud, okay, down here in Central Florida. If any projects come up and they're like, hey, I need someone, you need someone to help you with it, I'm a one-hour flight away. All right. If you need help, I'm right there. All right. Just let me know.
I so appreciate that and everything. Thank you so much for having me.
Always great to talk to you. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Thank you. Sounds good.
You got it. She is Kristen Ledlow, one of the best. I tell you, certainly got to continue to follow her and follow her career. She does a great job on NBA TV, TNT, NBA Inside Stuff, along with Grant Hill. A lot of fun getting to catch up with Kristen. And she's a Magic fan, so she follows the team. And terrific insight on the Magic and the NBA. Magic are back at it tomorrow. They will host the Philadelphia 76ers. Our first look at Jimmy Butler as a member of the Sixers. You do not want to miss that. 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.